Good morning, church. I trust you well and ready for our Friday meditation on God's Word. Yes, we are in Psalm 19, verses 7 to 9, and we're dealing with verse 9 today, but let me read the section. Verse 7, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether." This morning we look at two more titles for God's Word, the written and spoken Word. And so we're dealing with verse 9. "The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether." The fear of the Lord, again, is a synonym, an alternative word for the law. This is an unusual name for the scriptures, but it reminds us that we cannot learn the word of God unless we show reverence and respect for God and for his word. We are told that this word fear means reverential trust. The law teaches one how to demonstrate proper reverence for the Lord. In Deuteronomy 4:10, we read this: "Never forget the day when you stood before the Lord your God at Mount Sinai, where he told me, 'Summon the people before me, and I will personally instruct them. Then they will learn to fear me as long as they live, and they will teach their children to fear me also.'" While some of the fears people have might be distressing and even defiling, the fear of God and of his word is clean and maturing. We do not decay or deteriorate as we walk in the fear of the Lord. God says his laws are permanent. They endure forever. The fear of the Lord is clean. And of course, the fear of the Lord will clean us up. And then we turn to the judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. The judgments of the Lord can be translated ordinances, regulations, laws, or even verdicts. It refers to the decisions of a judge, and we know that God is judge of all mankind. Throughout the Bible, we see the Lord passing judgment on what people and nations do, and his rewards, rebukes, and punishments help us understand what pleases him. In the nation of Israel, the ordinances, God's law, instructed the officers and the judges in settling problems between individuals and in meting out punishments to guilty offenders. Believers today are not under the Old Testament law, but how those laws were applied helps us understand the righteousness of God and our need for his grace. The scripture says the judgments of the Lord are true. That means there's no bias, unfairness, mistakes, contradictions, corruption, or deficit in God's laws. God's laws are fair, just, and trustworthy. Corrupt things decay, but God's word doesn't. It's never out of date. It's applicable and appropriate for all ages and all people. Scripture says the judgments of the Lord are also righteous. That means they are right. Yes, whatever God does is right. The Lord's commands accurately reflect God's moral will for his people and are an expression of his just character. In rounding off this week's meditations, let me remind you that we are a very privileged people. We have God's scriptures in print, in audio, in computer formats like audio docs, videos, and so on. We have no excuse for not studying and reading his precious word. It is there for us, not for him. We need it. It's his guidance and direction to help us live lives that are fulfilling. And God gave us his word so that we could know him and know what to do and avoid those things that would hurt us and others. Making the Bible an important part of your life will help prevent you from making sinful decisions. It will warn you against sin and the harmful effects of the deceptions of this world. Is God's word precious to you? One Bible commentator said this: "The way we treat the Bible is the way we treat the Lord. So it isn't difficult to determine if we are rightly related to God." Sure, that's quite a statement. Well, I end off with quoting from 2 Timothy 3, verse 15 to 17. Paul writes, "You've been taught the Holy Scriptures from childhood, and they have given you the wisdom to receive the salvation that comes by trusting in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip his people to do every good work." Well, my dear brothers and sisters, we have looked through 6 titles of the Word of God this week. And I hope that as we've done this, I've just helped you to rethink of the importance of God's Word for you. So have a great day. Think on these things. God bless. Amen.